It was an awkward tiff in what should have been a celebratory period. In the end, a complex solution was worked out that granted him 10 million shares in January 2000 that were valued at the current price, but timed to vest as if granted in 1997, plus another grant due in 2001. Making matters worse, the stock fell with the burst of the internet bubble. Jobs never exercised the options, and at the end of 2001, he asked that they be replaced by a new grant with a lower strike price. The wrestling over options would come back to haunt the company. Even if he didn't profit from the options, at least he got to enjoy the airplane. Not surprisingly, he fretted over how the interior would be designed. It took him more than a year. He used Ellison's plane as a starting point and hired his designer. Pretty soon he was driving her crazy. For example, Ellison's had a door between cabins with an open button and a close button. Jobs insisted that his have a single button that toggled. He didn't like the polished stainless steel of the buttons, so he had them replaced with brushed metal ones. But in the end, he got the plane he wanted, and he loved it. I look at his airplane and mine, and everything he changed was better, said Ellison.